Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We are just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
I'm happy to hear that. Just for you to know, you may stop participation at any time and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking to Sunanda Beetle?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'd rather not say.
All right. This is very confidential. It's just a general survey. And this is in order for me to continue with the following question.
What did you want to do?
Yes, I just want to know for whom did you vote back in 2020? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. All right, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Asian, Hispanic, or Latino?
Asian.
Native? Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Thank you. You sound pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I appreciate it. Moving on, and thinking about your approach to the political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. So how important do you think it is for the President and Congress to focus on protecting Social Security and Medicare? Would you say it's not at all important, somewhat important, or it's very important?
Very important.
Okay. Would that be a number 10?
10.
Thank you. Okay. How about protecting abortion and reproductive rights? What number would you 10, okay. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
I'd give it a 9.
Thank you. How about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
6.
I appreciate it. And making housing more affordable?
10.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
I appreciate it. Now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you do not have an opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden from a scale from 0 to 100?
75.
What about Republican in Congress?
What is the question?
Republicans in Congress, how do you feel towards them?
Zero.
Okay. How about the Food and Drug Administration, also known as FDA?
50.
50. I appreciate it. Now I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. So how would you feel, or what number would you give to preventing underage tobacco use? Do you think that is not at all important, which is a 0, somewhat important, which is a 5, or most important, which is a 10?
5.
How about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
5.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults?
5.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Do you support or do you oppose to that?
I support.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
I appreciate it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. We're almost there, and I appreciate all the time that you're investing here with me. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I guess benefits.
Okay. Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products from adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or a prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
These are too many choices, and I can't remember the ones that you said.
The first one is harm reduction, and the second one is prohibition.
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Now I like to read you some of the things some people say they could come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtual all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. How concerned are you about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
How about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Concerned.
Will that be not very or not at all concerned?
Not very.
Thank you. What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in taxes revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. I appreciate it. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement I got is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoke, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from 90s. Or for 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, rising smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you agree to that? From a scale from 0 to 10. Again, 0 means that you do not agree at all. 5, someone agree. 10, thank you. The next statement, today's adult smoker comes disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing the education them to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree to that statement from 0 to 10?
10. How many more questions?
We're almost done. We're missing
yeah,
a couple
that's
of
what
questions.
You said earlier. I think this is a very long questionnaire for a phone interview. I would prefer just to answer one more question, and then I'm done. Thank you. I have so many other things I need to do. Please, just give me one more, and then I'm done. Thank you.
All right. These are the longest questions that I have in the questionnaire. I know I'm taking your time. Probably smoking is not one of your, topics. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And I really appreciate the time that you're helping me right now.
Correct. Yeah. All right. But whoever put together this questionnaire, mm-hmm. it's too long for a phone conversation.
I understand. I'm making some notes. I thank you so much for the feedback. It's very valid. So I'll go ahead and pass that through the one in charge. So moving on this one, the federal government has been rolling back rights in all aspects for life lately. Bans for underage smoker and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can smoke at all. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all?
I strongly agree.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I really have to go. I have so many other things I need to do, but thank you for taking the time.
Okay, would you please at least give me 2 more minutes? I'm doing this as fast as I can.
Please, you know, like I said, this is so long. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing of regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. We do not agree at all, so I agree or strongly agree.
I agree.
Okay, so what score would you give from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to all 21 and over? Do you support or do you oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose the ban of federal government of this on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, strong, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I have no opinion.
Okay. There is not right or wrong question. Would you believe that there is more benefit or more harm?
I would say there is more harm.
More harm. Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Harm, somewhat harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for the federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision or of who to vote for?
It will not have an impact on who to vote for.
Okay. So have no impact at all or much less willing? Okay.
No impact at all.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products?
No.
Soda or
not.
Coke?
No, I do not drink Coke.
Okay.
No.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or...
No.
Thank you. Cigarettes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Beer?
I did drink wine. Yeah, yes, yes. Okay, keep going, please.
Okay, you said wine, yes, beer, yes.
I'm sorry. I think I'm done answering. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but this is getting to be a little too invasive of my privacy. And I really don't think this is suitable for a phone conversation. And I think I'd like to end this call right now. Thank you.
Therefore, oh.